Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
It's Thursday morning. That means we talk to Richard Roper. Good morning, Rich. The question of the day: who still has a landline telephone?
Can you hear me now? So AT&T, they've stopped taking new orders. I feel like we're always talking about technology being phased out. Remember just a few weeks ago, we were talking about AOL saying goodbye to their dial-up service, Bob. So this is what we're calling, you know, the copper network, which has been around for like 100 years. They're phasing that out, the analog phone lines. You know, and it's like everything else. It's a cost-cutting thing, and it's the fact that, you know, not as many people still have landlines. But, you know, I looked this up, and it's like, in Illinois, 3 million adults still have some form of landline, whether they use AT&T or something else. And we all know people that have landlines, you know, a lot of older people, but also just people who want it for reliability. Yep. As you know, in the radio game, you remember when people first started calling in, I was at a talk radio station, and the program director put a big note up: if anybody calls from a car phone, put them at the head of the line, because then you get to say, Bob, in a car phone, you're on call letter, blah, 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 because it made it sound like we had, you know, cutting edge, wealthy listeners.
You remember, it wasn't really that long ago, if you were lucky enough to be able to travel to Europe, everybody had the smartphone there way before us here. Remember?
I remember, yes. And I actually remember back, this was in the early 2000s, there was a movie premiere in Tokyo, and Tom Cruise was there, and all these young people were holding up their phones, and I thought they were calling their friends to say, listen to Tom Cruise. They were taking pictures. Because you could get 10 photos on those early cell phones, right? And now, of course, you know, that kind of brings up the larger thing, Bob, because it's like, you think about technology, and, you know, from like 1640 to 1660, I don't think anything changed, right? But, you know, over the last, I think, 25 years, there's been a lot of technological advances. I mean, you look at World War I compared to World War II and the means of warfare, huge changes. But think about all the things that have been phased out just in the last, you know, 10-20 years, whether it's the Netflix, you get your DVD by mail, your TiVo, your BlackBerry, obviously. Hey, remember phone booths? Remember when Superman went into a phone booth?
It happens fast. It used to be there was generational change. Now it's every year.
Car keys. You used to lose your car keys. You'd be like, what am I going to do now? And now you got fobs and you got things. Mm-hmm. And even the door handles half the time now. I'm like, there's no handle on the door. This thing comes out. So, you know, we have to adjust to it. And it's the same way now with the landline, even though, you know, for hospitals and hotels, they're always going to have the landline. It'll be connected to broadband. And I was wondering, too, about the White House. So I called the White House.
You know, of course you did.
They have me blocked, apparently, since the George H.W. Bush administration. But all of their stuff is a separate network. You know, it's super secure. And it's not a landline, but it's also not, it shouldn't be anyway. There shouldn't be.
Supposedly secure.
So we hope that it's secure. That's the idea behind it.
Well, here's the thing I'm thinking about. Remember when everybody had an answering machine?
Yes.
And invariably, there was somebody who left a message. Maybe they then, many years later, passed away, and you still had the little tape with their voice. So now we all have the voicemail on the smartphone, but it's not the same as far as being able to save something, is it?
Well, people do that, and they save them on their phones. But when you look at like a movie like Modern Romance with Albert Brooks, or Swingers, where the guys are leaving messages for the girl, and then they're like, wait, I don't mean what I said, and then they get mad at them, and they're yelling at them, and then they're erase, and it's too late. You know, so there's a whole relationship on the answering machine.
Yeah, I remember the Seinfeld, where I think George trying to retrieve a message he left, and they want to break into somebody's apartment.
Yeah, they do. And Jerry, and then there was the
tape.
And then there was one where Jerry, the girlfriend's mom, he wanted to go up to number two, like on her
on the speed dial
thing. You know, there were all these hierarchy things. And then, of course, if you watch any movie from back in the day, you watch something like Bullet, right, with Steve McQueen, and he has to pull the Mustang over to get to a payphone to warn someone that the killer's on the loose. And then he drives to another payphone. You know, it's all changed now.
I mean, you think about how Steve Jobs changed our lives in so many ways. Right?
I still think the moment, we talk about the greatest pop culture moments of this century. We talk about Netflix, and we talk about, I still think the biggest moment that changed everyone's lives was when Steve Jobs went on stage and said, this is the iPhone. Mm-hmm. It's a computer. It's a music player. It's a telephone. And mm-hmm. he kept saying that. And the crowd just was like, what is going on here? That was the moment.
I mean, it's a radio. Yeah. It's a camera.
Yeah, it's all.
And
he just kept
one.
Holding up the thing and saying that. It was just brilliant. And it really changed everyone's lives.
The other thing everybody's talking about, of course, bears. We have bears fever yep. here. And it's not only the wind chill Sunday that is going to be cold. The actual temperature, right?
Yeah, they're looking at 10 degrees. I looked up the coldest games in Soldier Field history. This is probably going to be... about number six. The coldest was December 22nd, 2008. Then the 83 Bears-Packers game back in 78. A lot of Bears-Packers games were super cold. But yeah, we're looking at 10 degrees. And then I like that they call it the feels-like temperature now instead of the wind chill. Because that's what it feels like. And we need that more in the summer. It's 87, but it feels like 104. You know. Yeah. So actually, I have a question for you, Bob Surratt. Uh-huh. I was looking at this. And like, so here's my question for you. Maybe people can call in on a landline and weigh in on this if they still have one. Somebody says to you, you got two tickets for free, 50-yard line for the game, but you have to stay for the whole game. Mm-hmm. Would you accept those tickets? Tell the truth. Would you accept those two tickets?
If I go to any game, yeah. I never leave early. So okay. the answer...
Yeah, that's true.
The answer to your question, no. yeah. I think in my 30s, my high school buddies and I, we went to every Bears mm-hmm. game, and some games so cold we had to put newspapers on the ground so our feet wouldn't be in direct contact with the
yeah.
concrete.
Yeah.
And then more TV timeouts and commercials. It's become such a great sport to watch on TV. So honestly, I would say no.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we do the cardboard boxes, you know, the cardboard you put on the
yeah. ground.
And everybody has their technique, the layering and all of that. And for the first hour, you're like, we got this. We got this. But you're right. Every time they take that time out, everyone's standing around like you're in planes, trains, and automobiles all of a
yeah,
sudden.
Yeah, there
know?
Are more of those than
so
back in the day.
And I have to say, I think a part of it is, too, it's generational. You know, when you're 22, you'll go to anything, you know,
exactly.
and you'll put up with it. But I would have to be honest and say the same thing. I would say I would give them to somebody else.
Sad but true.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And I will say, I can confirm for folks that Bob Neverly, because we've been to a few baseball games, and it's 14-2, and I look over at him, and he's still like, hey, look who's coming up fourth in the ninth inning, young prospect. Let's see if this kid can bunt.
I got to set a good example for my kids.
Yeah,
you know?
It is a good example. Good man.
Thank you, Richard. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
And this is sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency. They're the ones to see for that, American Eagle. Eagle.com.